It is the Martha Zoller Show, and it's so good to have our next guest with us. It's great to talk to Adam Gillette. And am I saying that right, Adam?
You are, Gillette.
All right, very good. Adam Gillette from Accuracy in Media. And I am, just in full disclosure, I am the 9th District Representative for the Georgia State Board of Education. So I'm very involved in how we discuss CRT and the things that we do. And critical race theory, one of the things I warned against at the beginning of this whole discussion is that we can't just, quote, ban CRT because it's a concept and they'll just rebrand it and try to sell it to schools in another way. And when I got your article about Newzella, which is a service that's out there, I'd reached out to our school systems just to see if they used it. And thankfully, our school systems had stopped using Newzella about 3 years ago. So because they had a lot of problems with what children were getting access to. So, it is one of those things. But give people just an update, Adam, on, you know, what this whole issue is. Because education and parents and their activities with their children, I think, are going to be number one on people's list in November 2024.
Well, you're exactly right. And what we've done is a hidden camera investigation into public school districts across the country, where we don't meet with entry-level teachers. We meet with highly paid administrators, equity officers, superintendents, curriculum directors. And what we've found again and again in state after state is that even if they banned the teaching of the principles associated with critical race theory, as you said, they just rebrand it and keep doing it. And one of the most common tricks they use is that classroom service called Newzella.
And what is Newzella for people that don't know?
So Newzella is a classroom curriculum service that curates articles from current events and from history. So it's a great way to get, you know, recent stories into a classroom. And their special sauce is that they can take an article and make it a more advanced reading level version and make it maybe a more entry level reading version so that every student in the class can read the same article regardless of their reading level. But what we've also found is that they partner with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They partner with the New York Times 1619 Project. They partner with Marxist historian Howard Zinn. And what administrators told our hidden cameras across the country is that Newzella is such a common way for them to push critical race theory principles. For example, if you ban teaching the 1619 Project in classrooms, what they instead do is send the kid home to read the Newzella version of the exact same thing with pretty much the exact same content, but instead of it saying 1619 Project on the masthead, it says Newzella, and parents are none the wiser.
So what can be done about this? I mean, how can we be vigilant? Because this is a question that happens all the time. There is this desire to separate children from their parents and the decisions that are made. And it's a lot of different issues. This is just one of them. And, I think it's going to be one of the key issues, not just in this election, but going forward.
Sure. Well, the only solution, honestly, is universal school choice where the money follows the child. These CRT bans are worse than useless. They're not only not worth the paper they're printed on, they're dangerous because they provide a false level of security or a false sense of security to parents. All of the parents that we talk to think, well, this doesn't happen in our district. I met with the administrator. I met with the principal. They seem like nice people. They'd never do that. Well, I met with those same people, including in Georgia, and I did it with hidden cameras, as did my team. And these administrators told us and bragged to us about how they lie to you. And they don't do it because they're evil people who hate your children. They do it because they think it's in your child's best interest to have the radical ideas of critical race theory pushed into their mind, whether you want it or not. So they think they're doing God's work if they believed in God by breaking the law and pushing these horrible, horrible ideas.
If people want to know more so that they can be better equipped, how can they do that?
Sure. We're releasing a parent's guide right now on aim.org, our website, where for the next few weeks we'll be putting out articles and videos showing you how to catch some of these things. And I got to tell you, we've been in a lot of districts in Georgia. Newzella is all over the place. These things are being taught all over the place in Georgia, and we're going to keep working to expose it. We go to the most red communities in the most red states. We don't go to Boulder and Berkeley, and we find this stuff darn near everywhere we go. Newzella, by the way, is in 90% of classrooms or districts, sorry.
Adam Gillette, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.